anyone out there ever asked someone to be your maid of honor in a really cute way that was just like, oh my God, I knocked this out of the park? Or you were asked to be a maid of honor and you just absolutely love what they did, because they always do it in like a big way. You ask someone and it's like the cutest, biggest way possible. I think maybe AB's friend needs some advice on how to do it. 314-531-9898. Both Hannah's best friend and AB's best friend got engaged. And I feel like a lot of people get engaged around this time of the year. Mm-hmm. And AB was just asked to be her friend's maid of honor. But in the most interesting way, this is such a dude way of asking someone to be your maid of honor.
So one of my best friends, London, got engaged over like Thanksgiving break. And I was just at a Mexican restaurant with my family the other day. And she texted me and just said, hey. And I was like, hi, what's up? And she goes, so do you want to be my maid of honor?
She texted, do you want to be my maid of honor?
And then like a huge paragraph of, if you're too busy, I totally get it. You know, you have a lot going on, blah, blah, blah. Like, I need to know now before I start like asking people if you'll do it. So she thought that there was a chance I might say no.
Has anyone ever said no before? I feel like people don't say no most of the time.
Yeah, and I texted her back. I was like, of course I will be your maid of honor. Like, I will make time for this. I think it's so fun. Like,
does she know AB? Like, I mean, I know she asked her to be her maid of honor, but maybe you guys should get to know each other better, because AB has never said no to anything, ever.
Yeah, literally. That's a good point. But I was like, of course, of course. And then she was like, okay, cool, forget I asked anything. I still have to ask you officially. I just wanted to make sure. And I've never heard of anybody doing that before. But then when I really thought about it, I was like, you kind of do have to do that, because had I said no and she already asked people to be bridesmaids, she would have had to go back to one of those people and been like, you're my second choice, basically. Will you actually not just be a bridesmaid, but will you be my maid of honor?
Guys,
I don't know.
I disagree.
I don't like the pre-ask.
I also think that, like, it's almost like the proposal thing. Like, you know, if you're proposing to someone and you don't know if they're going to say yes or not, maybe you shouldn't propose. Like, you know the maid of honor is going to say yes. You know each other.
I think she was genuinely worried.
Is there a reason
there's a point for her to formally ask you anymore.
I think you're good. This is how guys do it, okay? I don't know, Alex, maybe you're different, because Alex is, you know, going and planning a wedding right now. I just asked my brother, I was like, hey, you want to be my best man? Like, we just had a casual conversation. But women, dude, they do these huge, huge asks, these huge proposals. Did you ask for people to stand up in your wedding?
I actually took each person out to dinner, like whatever, when we hung out with them, and I gave them each one of my checking in hats with like kind of a handwritten letter, like, will you check in with me at my wedding and be in my wedding? And my brother is my best man, but still, I mean, I wouldn't have changed anything. Now, Annie, for her, when she asked like her maid of honor and everybody to be in her wedding, she did a handwritten note and then did a custom like charm bracelet with like 10 charms on each bracelet that reminded her of that person. And gave them, and it was like,
wow,
I think pretty over the top. I think that was like, and there was like the exchange of it, they were crying, and it was it's like, it almost made me cry every time she asked somebody to be in the wedding. Yeah.
See, I just like, I'm really surprised, because I know your friend Lyndon and she's so creative. So
I'm sure
surprised.
Whatever is to come will be great.
Well, there's a point in doing
that.
I still want it.
You do?
Because I knew.
I think she crushed it. Text message, hey, you want to do this? Boom, we're good to go. No. We're best friends.
I've known for years that I'm going to be your maid of honor. So it wasn't even a surprise when she had texted me that. And so like, it wasn't going to be a surprise anyway, her asking me with like a gift.
I'm assuming
we're
good.
So I still want the gift.
You want the gift. Okay. Anyone out there, clearly this friend London needs some help. Okay. She needs to figure out an idea for some gifts ideas. The charm bracelet one is adorable, awesome, cool moment. How did you ask people to stand up in your wedding? How did you ask your maid of honor to be your maid of honor? Or if you're someone who's like, they asked me, and I love that they did this, what did they do for you? 314-531-9898. Such an interesting way to ask someone to be your maid of honor. You just text them. So you want to do this or what? Or are you just too busy? That's what happened to AB. I feel like a lot of people get engaged around the holidays. Hannah's best friend just got engaged. AB's one of her best friends just got engaged. Mm-hmm. AB's best friend, one of her best friends, texted her and said, hey, do you want to be my maid of honor? I know you're busy. It's cool if you don't want to do it. That's how she was asked. And then she's like, well, I'm going to ask in a more official way, because that's the you don't just propose anymore. You got to propose, and then you got to plan another proposal to ask everyone to be in your bridal party, including your maid of honor or your best man, like Alex had done it with all the guys standing up in his wedding. Anyone just feel like they knocked it out of the park? Like, this is super cute. This is how I did it. 314-531-9898. AB, you said you didn't hate the way she texted you, but because you're just nice, you do want a more official way of her asking you.
Yes, and she said, this is my unofficial way of asking you. Just to make sure that I would say yes before actually asking me.
I thought about this a little bit more, and I'm not saying maybe she doesn't want you to be, but I don't like the follow-up text where she says, I get if you're completely, like, if you don't want to do it and you're busy.
I think she just honestly feels, like, it is a big responsibility.
No, I get that.
Oh, Hannah knows she got kicked out of that one time.
Yeah. I get that.
Hannah knows more than anyone.
I failed at the responsibility, so I get it.
I think she was trying to make it seem like, do not feel bad if you say no.
No, 100%. I get that. But also, as the person, like, that's in this situation that's getting married, like, if you're my best friend, like, I don't care how busy you are. Like,
I truly don't. That's a great point.
I truly don't. Yeah. I've been asked to be the best man before, and like, we all have busy lives. But like, if truly you are my best friend, like, then no should not be your answer.
You're gonna take it, right? Exactly.
Like, I'm not giving you an out.
If Hannah,
Why do you have to do this big? Like, I don't understand the showmanship. So like, do people really like the show? Like, if you're your best friend,
gotta have showmanship.
It's to show appreciation.
Brett, you've been married what 10 years now? You gotta have showmanship these days.
You can't say no. You just be like, hey, you're doing this, and that's what Candace. Candace had just called in and she had to go, but she said, I just told everyone, hey, you're gonna be standing up with me at the wedding. See you there.
But Hannah basically said, okay, I'll do it, but no responsibility.
Hannah did?
No.
And then she got kicked out.
To her cousin.
And then she got kicked out.
Seems like a Hannah problem.
Yeah, yeah. We're not getting into that story, damn it. That's a sensitive topic, and I still, no, it's her fault, not mine. I stand on that.
How did she ask you, though? Did she do it?
She asked me in the cutest way ever.
How did she do it?
It was, she invited all the bridesmaids to a brunch, and then she made each of us a personalized box, and we all opened it at the same time, and it said, for me, will you be my maid of honor? And then everybody else was bridesmaid, and then in the box, it had like a monogrammed cup, a monogrammed bracelet, and then like a pamphlet of what color you were going to wear. So then there was like little trinkets and stuff with the color that you were going to wear for your dress. It was the cutest thing ever, but then I got it taken away from me, but
you sat in the wrong place. You got the wrong box.
I will admit they are cute. I mean, I want nothing to do with it, but they are really cute. There's some other thoughts about the way AB's friend asked and some other suggestions on how to ask.
Yeah, some of the people think that what AB's friend did was sweet. We got a text saying, I think the follow-up after the question shows that she was trying to be considerate of AB's time, because being maid of honor is a big task and super time-consuming. It feels thoughtful as a friend, and it sounds like she's going to do something special to make it official, which is even sweeter.
Alex didn't like that. Alex said, you shouldn't ask you. You are my maid of honor.
I think that was London that texted in.
What a great friend for doing that.
That friend who asked you that way, they really are super considerate, it sounds like to me.
And then another bride texted in and said that she asked her best friends to be in her wedding on the screen at Busch Stadium. She said both of them lived out of town and hadn't been to a Cardinals game, and they were so surprised.
Wow. See?
You really can't say no then. Wow. Yeah. Then you're just public.
Yeah. All of these things are just huge. It's so crazy how these big proposals happen for your, not only your engagement, but also for your friendships as well.